Podcast is part of the Podcast Your Scene Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourscene.com.
We'll be right back. local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall.
Hey, this is John Lane from the Thriving Tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, RootRootRadio.com, AltRockRadio.ca, XRPRadio.co.uk, and BuildTheScene.com. I think I got them all that time.
It's a lot to remember.
There are a lot of them, and all over the place. It's San Diego in there. We have the United Kingdom. We have Toronto, Canada, St. Louis twice. here in Leechburg.
Right, Leechburg.
That's the one I usually forget, my own. So with me tonight are Christina and Mark from the band The Shadow Event.
Hello.
Hey.
And this is episode number 518. Christina's been on twice? Once.
Many times as guest, but, you know, commenting and having fun with the other people on, but just once.
See, what she didn't think about was that I now get to ask her the question.
Yeah, I know. And I didn't even put any thought into it. So.
And that's where we're going to start, too.
Sounds ominous. I don't know what this means, but
we are in this together.
So the question is, if they were going to make a cartoon episode that featured the Shadow Event, what cartoon series would it be in, and which character would play you?
Let me just start by saying that's a horrible question.
Well, it came from her. So,
Chris, that's a horrible question.
They don't get easier though. So,
all right, we need to think about the darkest cartoon. What would that be?
Oof, I don't know. I mean, like, you know, I'm not a fan of the Scooby-Doo. But there's something shadowy about the villains in Scooby-Doo.
All right.
So I'm kind of digging that.
All right. So who are you?
I don't know. Dave would be Shaggy. Dave or Mike would be Shaggy.
Dave would definitely be Shaggy.
So we know that. We can go through the process of elimination. You're not Daphne.
Okay, thank you.
You're not the nerdy one. That's for sure.
Hey, you call me stupid.
No. You're like the fun one. You're like Ginger.
Yeah, what's her name?
Gilligan's
Island.
There's Daphne and there's
Thelma.
Thelma, yeah.
Oh, Thelma's the nerdy one, I think, right?
Yes.
So I'm Daphne.
All right, then that makes me
if
the dog.
If anybody calls me Daphne now,
that either makes me the dog or the preppy guy.
I'm gonna say you're Fred.
I could be the preppy guy, I guess. I don't have an ascot on tonight, but yeah.
Mike will be Scooby.
Dave is Shaggy. Christina is the non-dorky girl. and I'm the tool. Yeah, thank you.
Wait, somebody could be the monster, you know, with the mask.
Oh, I kind of like that. Yeah.
You want to be that one?
Yeah, sure.
You're that one.
Yeah, thank you. Right. That's better than an ascot. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next.
Please.
See, we're going along the same route.
If you cancel that question out, don't ask.
I can't believe we don't have any live comments yet. I don't...
So along the same lines, they're going to make a rockumentary about your band. Uh-huh. Who plays you in the rockumentary?
Ooh. Like any actor, musician, and, like anyone? Yep.
Either way.
Huh.
Wow. Well, people say that I have a striking resemblance to Paul Giamatti, and I know, as handsome as he is, I probably
pig vomit.
Yeah, it's pig vomit. I probably resemble him. So if he were like a guitar player and, you know, slightly less cool, I could be him. Yeah.
I think I'm gonna go Charlize Theron.
Oh, shooting high. The bar is set high.
Well, she went from Daphne to Charlize.
Hey, at least they're both hot.
Mike could be Animal from the Muppets.
Yeah.
We're gonna introduce you to Mike and Dave next time. They're characters for sure. Who would Dave be? Dave would be like the guy from the Young Ones. You ever see the Young Ones?
I have not.
All right. Well, you gotta look it up. There's one dude on there, he's got long straight hair. He's kind of like a hippie. Neil. I think it's Neil, yes. He could be Neil. Yes. And I think he'll appreciate us saying that.
Yeah. Let's see where to go from here.
We know how this goes when you and I are podcasting together. Either one of us know where it goes.
We'll get all the oddball ones out in the first segment, then we'll talk about the band.
Who's that?
This is kind of fun. This is just fun. I don't
Bill rocks. Love him.
Huh.
If I were a tree, I'd be an elm. No. Strong in the center, but lots of branches. You know, like Fred from Scooby-Doo.
I'm the leafy one. You don't know if I'm going to blow this way or blow that way.
You know, there's actually, you know that there's a word for that?
How many jokes? How many jokes?
Yeah. For the wind going through the leaves?
Give me my next song title. Go ahead.
Actually, it's the name of the next band on Three Questions and a Song. That's how I know. Yeah. Oh. It's Citharism.
Whoa. Ooh. That sounds like
I imagine that's hard to speak of a
list. I had to go to YouTube and have him play it. So
is there a medication?
I knew how to say it.
I thought I had Citharism in high school once. Oh my God. It's terrible.
It's Psithurism.
What is Citharism?
There's a silent P. All right, don't do that one to your students. Wow. That's not nice.
Yeah, that's torturous. I mean, both the disease and the name. That's wow. Just kidding. If you're listening, Citharism.
They
for prep. Do we need to list the side effects? It's going to take you 40 minutes to list those side effects.
See, now that's a perfect question. So, what are the side effects of the shadow event?
Oh,
nice little twist there. Okay, all right.
Dancing, Bill. Lots of dancing. No.
Confusion.
Confusion. What's next, Bill?
Don't taunt me.
Oh, you know you like it.
If you could play, and Christina, I may have asked you some of these before. So
I'll let Mark answer.
Oh.
If you could play with any band, like you're at a concert and you're you know, like the Foo Fighters thing where they're holding up the signs, I want to come play guitar. What band would you want to get on stage with?
I know there's a couple, there's about three or four, but Bob Mould would be one. He's like my number one guitar player. Hendrix for sure. And I'm not saying I compare it to any of these people, by the way, but it would just be fun to share the stage with them and I'd be in awe. And I love Wilco and Els Klein, incredible guitar player. That'd be my three.
And Christina, if I asked that one, I asked it a little differently.
You did actually. So okay, I'll say Bjork and the Beatles too.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Give them the Beatles.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna disregard that one.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go Bjork and Beth Gibbons from Portishead.
Oh, wow.
If you could play with any band at any location on Earth, like it doesn't even have to be a normal venue,
who would you?
Yep, anywhere on Earth. Unless you want to go to the space station or something, I guess you can answer that.
SpaceX.
Way.
SpaceX. Yes. Next generation. Gen X.
Who would you want to play with and where?
Catalina.
Oh, man. I would love to play. I mean, any band? I would love
any band. In the history. We'll even go that way. You can pick people that are no longer alive because.
Wow.
You
know, science.
According to Men in Black, they just went back to their planet.
Yeah.
I would play, this is such a cliche answer, but I would like to be on that stage with the Beatles at Chase Stadium to hear how loud and powerful that was. Although, you know, from people that were there and then from their accounts, it was a horrible show because I couldn't hear anything. It was just like crazy. But that would be such a once in a lifetime experience. That's the first thing that comes to mind. Or like Jimi Hendrix in Monterey. Monterey was like a little bit of a cooler festival, in my opinion. And just his set was incredible. And that would be like, that'd be insane.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah, thanks. Or Ray Powers, you know, in any of his various, any of his various gigs.
See, this question, some of my questions get names. This one is called the Diesel Beast question. I'll explain why after Christina answers.
Off the top of my head, probably so much different than the last time maybe I answered this question. I'm going to go right now with Jane's Addiction.
Oh, man. Wow.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Another once in a lifetime unique. Yeah. Like that would be incredible.
Mm-hmm. And, we're together.
where are you going to play with them at?
I don't know. I don't do big shows, so I really have nothing. Why don't you give me a place to play with?
How about like a Lollapalooza or something, like the first Lollapalooza? We were just talking about Lollapalooza, and we feel like I think it's destined for some kind of, you know,
comeback.
Yeah, reemergence or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Dave, our bass player, is a huge Chili Peppers fan.
So is a drummer.
Yeah, yeah. Mike is as well. Chris, as you can tell, is not a huge fan.
And they both wore a shirt the same day for me.
It was funny. It was... But he was watching Lollapalooza from like 95 or 96 or something like that with the Chili Peppers on it. And yeah, that would be a cool, I don't know. I think that's destined. I think some of those cool festivals like that, despite maybe not having a lot of people congregating right now in things, I think sometime in the next couple of years, you know, it's going to come back big and bigger than it has been. So
I'm glad you mentioned that congregating thing. It is Wednesday, June 3rd, which I normally don't announce in the recordings, but earlier today, Rock for Life released their dates for Gigaroo, which is July 10th and 11th, and Rock for Life, which is August 7th and 8th. We were worried that those shows weren't going to get pulled off, but yeah. they announced them today.
That's so great. Nice. That's nice. Great.
Yeah.
And for those of you that aren't familiar, Rock for Life is a concert series that raises money for children that are battling deadly diseases in the area that I live in. So that's excited actually, about that.
Yeah, that's good news. That's good to hear.
Okay. So the reason it's called the Diesel Beast question, that's a band from Denton, Texas. And when I asked them that question, their answer was Stonehenge with Dio.
That's perfect. There's a lot of Denton, Texas. Okay. So believe it or not, Denton, Texas has a huge space rock scene and stoner rock. That's kind of going on there. At least it was 20 or 30 years ago. I'm sure it's still happening there. So that would make sense. Stonehenge with Dio from a Denton band for sure.
Well, they're kind of like a classic metal band.
Okay.
So
there's a band I just heard. And I'm not going to be able to remember the name of them right now, but they have the most metal album cover I have seen in years, and the band is really good. But it's a huge speaker, like an old school stereo speaker, in the middle of like this ocean, and then there's like a big mountain behind it and stuff like that, and you have to see it. After the podcast, I'll send you a link to it or something like that, but the band is really cool, and they're like a stoner rock metal, just kind of rock band.
I'll put it in the links of this show.
Yeah, I wish I could remember the name of it, but it looks like a Dio cover. It definitely looks like a Dio cover. But it's really cool.
So that you rattling off genres brings up an interesting question that wasn't answered last time.
Oh, I'm not the Scooby-Doo
what
question.
I do wrong? What?
It's been a little while since you were on, Christina. So yeah. What genre is your band?
Wow, that is a tough question.
That hasn't changed.
That's when I still remember when Joanna sent me the message. She's like, "You need to check out this band." I'm like, "What do they play?" She goes,
That's what everyone does. That's why one of the sound effects would be from the Shadow Bank Confusion. I know what I say, but I'm going to let him answer this because I say it all the time to people and I want to hear what he has to say.
I don't think you can pigeonhole us into a genre, but what I will say is the influences we have are really like pretty wide ranging. And, you know, we have this weird kind of, I can't explain it. It's definitely rooted in rock music and with some punk behind it. But we don't sound like a punk band, like a raw punk band.
Like you can hear the elements back there. You can hear the background, but it's not in your face punk.
Yeah.
Except for Isolation.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a little more straightforward.
Which we're going to play later.
Yeah.
This is a good segue.
If you took Susie and the Banshees and mixed them with the Talking Heads and mixed them with, I don't know.
A little bit of Jane's Addiction.
A little bit of Jane's Addiction and the Chili Peppers, you know, to a certain degree, just and you merge that together. That's what I would say. So it's a little bit, it's rock, but it's got a little bit of a new wavy kind of feel to it and a little bit of energy from punk for sure. Mm-hmm. And a little rawness too at the same time. You know, we're not perfect in what we do, but.
All right, so teacher, if you had to come up with one word to call all that, what would you call it? Teacher.
Man.
Teacher.
You're going to have to ask me the next time we do this. You guys got a couple months.
that's not to avoid the question, you know, but that's like, there's just, we have a lot of different influences. So it's very difficult to, I think when you mix it all together, it comes out to be something unique. You know, and we really stand on our own. And that's not to sound, you know, arrogant or something like that. But I think that the songs themselves, when people hear them, they're really, it takes them to a place that, that they're comfortable with and they like, but it's also a little bit edgy and a little experimental and slightly avant-garde and just a little different. So it's got a little bit of an edge to it. And that's, that to me is what we are, you know. There's something about our if I can play off of that for a second, like even like with our name, like the shadow mm-hmm. event, you know, there's kind of like dark and light that kind of juxtaposes each other. It's a different
right.
It's a different kind of thing.
I think that might be the first time anyone's ever said juxtaposed on the show.
I just call that fun.
Beats me.
But the best thing about it though is
I think it's juxtapose.
Well, that's yes, I think right.
Yeah, we're gonna check that, but I
but the best part about it is that it happens organically. Like we don't look to seek to fill this sound, you know, it just happens. All of our songs, mostly all of our songs, some pieces Mark has brought in and we've been able to build upon it. But most of our material comes from just our energy coming into one room and it's freestyle. And I have my laptop recording for those reference tracks and there goes another song.
Yeah. Christina, if I can say something about your vocals for a second, aww. Just about your feel, like you have such, Christina has such a cool groove to her that it's just kind of like, it just flows with everything we do. Aww. And the you know, and Dave and Mike are like incredible rhythm wise. Like it's mm-hmm. it's amazing. And again, not to sound arrogant about it or anything like that, but I really think it's something different. And I think when people see us and I think when people listen to us, you know,
they receive it.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna mess up her name. Is it Jonna or Jana?
It's Jonna.
Jonna. She saw us at Get Hip for a gig last summer.
The best reaction we ever received.
Yeah, and she nailed it. You know, it was like, yeah, it was perfect. You know, and it, like, she, you know, she was
the article she wrote about it.
It was incredible, and, yeah. That's something that we really. I always go back to that and kind of like read it occasionally just to remind me of things. And, you know, she wasn't sure what to make of everything, but she wanted to hear it again. And I think that's really important and different. You know, we're not super complex and difficult where you don't want to, where you can't like stomach it, you know, and digest it. But
we're not like the next new thing either. You know, we're just something that everybody needs, like taking music back to the wholesome realm of music. You know, you have all these innovators in our past history of musicians and bands. Not that we're comparing us to them, but that's where music needs to go. Everything is rinse and repeat in the music industry right now. And I think everybody's just thirsty for that real organic, you know, material that has just a vibe and a connection. And our listeners receive that.
I agree. We're just complex enough to keep it really super interesting.
Yeah.
You know, and
taking a turn on each song.
I think so. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, you guys just killed a bunch of my questions.
We can still have fun with them.
That's great. I'm going to steal the topic from my favorite podcast, which is the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Mm-hmm. That's a good name.
I'm going to steal the topic that they had yesterday.
All right, let's do it.
And plus it gave me a chance to mention them.
That's a great name. Yeah.
Their topic yesterday was the best supergroups in the history of music.
Oh,
supergroups.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Can you define a supergroup for me first?
Really?
Sure.
It's us now.
would you like me to give you an example?
Like Damn Yankees? Do you mean like Tommy Shaw? Yeah. Or do you mean like
like Damn Yankees or Velvet Revolver?
Okay.
You know, bands that took people from other bands that were great and created a new lineup.
I actually don't know too many, honestly, but the one that I do know that caught my ear, and it was on a Peaky Blinders episode, Frank and the Rattlesnakes? Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes, yeah. And I couldn't tell you which bands they were coming from, and I think they're coming maybe out of Australia. Could be wrong with that too, but there's a devil inside of me. Ugh. Christian teacher.
isn't that the title track on that show?
That might be, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I haven't watched it in a while.
Yeah.
I have a soon to be 12-year-old and 2 10-year-olds, and they don't like to go to bed anymore.
You gotta go.
So super group on you.
Dio and Sabbath. You know, Ronnie James Dio and Black Sabbath together is stupendous.
Stupendous. Breaking out all the good words.
J-U-X. No.
I got yelled at with my answer because I told him the Highwaymen.
Oh, wow. Okay. The Highwaymen, the Wilburys? How about Traveling Wilburys?
Yeah, they came up.
That'd be a good one. There's probably a million of them that I'm not thinking of.
I know none of them. Really, I don't.
But yeah, the Highwaymen don't really fit into that rock and metal genre that they were.
No, but that's a good call for sure.
Yeah, they're like, this is guitar-driven rock. I'm like, yeah, but they kind of influenced it.
Yeah, you can appreciate all of it, you know?
Right. Because they're coming together and still being their own thing.
Yeah, and you know, Damn Yankees were not a super group. For the record. I'm just saying that. I mean, I can
only think of one song, and I couldn't even tell you the title, but it's the it's similar to Creed song too, lyrically. Man, I'm not even gonna go there. Because now I brought up Creed, which means people are going to come.
Yeah, this is off course, Bill. I got to tell you, we're going down. Yeah, Greta Van Fleet, best supergroup ever. Since Robert Plant joined the band, they've been so much better. Oh my gosh, Frank and Me's Michigan, you have so much to be proud of.
See, theirs went off the rails too. They started talking about Milli Vanilli.
Oh, there you go. How many? For real? How many artists really were in Milli Vanilli? We'll never know. There were so many.
next. Rinse and repeat.
I liked Millie Vanilli.
I mean, if you're going to go Millie Vanilli, you got to go Trent D'Arby to Wishing Well.
Oh!
Come on now.
Wow.
At least he sang.
Yeah. He really sang. He's English. Well, they're all English.
Oh, and a dinner bottle rang.
Can you edit that part?
No.
Absolutely okay. Leaving that in. My editing process has changed over the years. Now it's, oh, they said the F word. Beep. Okay, keep going.
I've seen it.
Is there any local supergroups? Pittsburgh supergroups?
If you want to look at it that way, kind of, yeah. That would be Royal Honey. Shout out. That'd be one. There's a couple other
incredible
ones.
Incredible musicians in that band.
Yeah, so. Cal Stubbs. I'm sorry, you know Cal.
Oh, yeah.
He was
actually,
Cal Stubbs, the drummer of the Cheats, and he's now in a new punk band that I can't remember the name, but that I know that they're like all older. I can't say that word because I am too, but, seasoned, you know, veterans, you know, of Pittsburgh music scene. they're in a new band, but yeah, he actually, because we were in a, wow, do we really want
to build your own super group from the Pittsburgh scene?
Oh. Ooh.
So see, mad. Now you're regretting one. Yeah, go ahead and segue out.
So now, like something that we're in, it's something we want to
see. You would be you can manage the band, but you can't be in it.
Oh, they don't want me managing one.
All right. Man, I can name a couple guitar players that I love in the city. I love Max the Wax Schneider from Filthy Lowdown. To me, like, he's one of the most technically proficient and just really rocking guitar players. Him and Brandon are excellent in that band.
Yep.
I like Dave Bizzard.
Yep.
Who's in multiple bands.
Yep.
He's an incredible musician, just a hell of a nice guy. Super cool guy. Johnny and Razor Blades, anybody from that band is you can't, they're just like, they just play and they're just great, and they rock and they're fun. And John Stecker, the leader of that band, he just recorded us and is mixing and mastering a lot of our songs. So we're just on the verge of getting something out. We'll have a single release on Friday on Bandcamp when this podcast releases. Nice. So
remind me and I'll link to it.
Yeah, great. Because he's done an incredible job interpreting what
and
we wanted to
do. And today's
his birthday. Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday, John.
And happy birthday. That's right. Happy birthday, John.
All right, I'm going to piggyback off. I'm going to cut you off. And I'm going to say, so he named Dave. We're going to have two guitars. Three guitarist bands are amazing if you've never heard one.
Is this band going to be Skinnered?
Yes.
So Mike, we're pulling you in from Johnny the Razorblades, and we're gonna have Max and Brandon and Dave Bizzard on guitars, all taking turns. Brandon's gonna be in the background, rolling on the ground, doing his thing, going through the crowd, taking a pee.
Okay.
So as a singer, I think I'm gonna bring in Sean Murphy from the Molecule Party.
Awesome.
Next to, wait, who else did I have?
You know,
Nabbits. I lost it.
Last week's episode was Nox Emesis.
And
Sean Murphy was picked as the drummer in this question.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that.
Can I say something, though?
But, like, he programs the drums and they played.
The backing tracks.
We would put Inco Fido as like the band.
Yeah.
They're like all those guys combined to be the super group.
Yeah. That is like Skinnered.
Yeah, they're insane. Like, it's like unbelievable. If you took them and Johnny and put them together, I don't know what would happen. It would combust. it would be incredible.
Yeah. Yep.
I tell you what, why don't you tell me about your song Isolation, and then we'll take a short break and listen to it and come back.
Yeah, Isolation was originally called Anxiety. The lyrics are based on, and the energy is based on anxiety. But through this lockdown, quarantine, we felt it appropriate that it fit the time. So we wanted to change that name, Anxiety, to Isolation.
Yeah, it fits so many people are feeling right now. And like,
because there's a breakdown in the song where I chant Isolation. If I do it live, when we do it live, I chant Isolation a few more times than I do on the recording. but there's a breakdown where I chant Isolation, so it kind of just fit.
Yeah, it's very pertinent, you know, not planned that way, but it's just the song is it's quick and it's concise. It's 2.5 minutes long, but the performance is great. Chris does a really, like, it's a very heartfelt, just kind of like this kind of isolation anxiety, and you feel it in the song. So it's immediate. The song's very immediate sounding, but it also has a breakdown in the middle. It sort of takes you into a place where you feel like you're going down a hole almost. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's not a dark song by any means, but it makes you sort of, it's, I don't know. I think it's what a lot of people are feeling right now.
The craziest thing is my mom. That's her favorite song. It's our hardest song, and she's like, I love that song. I'm like, wow, you go, mom. and to side note, that's what we end up doing to our demographic. Like, we just pull people that are like, you know, the boomers and, you know, 80-year-olds we've had moving in the streets, and, you know, people from the hood, like, and millennials. Like, we cover all, it's weird. Yeah. Like, everybody just moves to our stuff. But yeah, Isolation, Anxiety, and that comes back around, circling back around it. They feel our energy through our music that is naturally there.
Yeah, so check it out. Check it out.
Okay, yeah, so we're going to play Isolation real quick, and we'll come back with the shadow of it.
Cool.
Oh,
Hey, we're back. That was Isolation by the Shadow Event. And Chris and Mark from the Shadow Event are hanging out with me today.
Hey.
And let's see. We kind of covered some of this information on the band, so maybe I got to throw some more oddball questions at you.
Let's do it. Man. Do I'm it. Brand new. Yeah. Come on now.
Come on, Bill. What you got?
Okay. So 10 years from now, kids in elementary school are flipping through their social studies book. You know this question.
Sorry for them.
And they get to the part about the pandemic, and for some reason, the Shadow Event is in that section. How did you get on that page?
I mean, at least you'd know how to spell Ooh. It.
Yeah, I mean, if it was an ailment, I would say, yeah, easy, like that happens, you know. But it's
actually, if you think about it, that would be the perfect name for the whole quarantine lockdown, because you're in your house, you're in the shadows. Yeah. You're tucked in there. And actually, when we first went into this, I posted on our Facebook page saying, you know, keep tucked in the shadows. So it's actually pretty quite appropriate. We should be the chapter title.
True story. We should be the theme song to the quarantine. We should be the, I mean, what more positive?
Start writing.
We are humble.
We would love to be associated with this. It would be wonderful.
You know? I mean, that seems like a great way to get your name out.
Yeah. Let's
They're going to ask for the album for Christmas.
Here's what I would say. I'm going to give you a very band, like very band centric answer. We would be perfect in that time period because all of our songs take a twist and turn and take the listener on a ride that they don't get tired of. So they can it can be their desert island disc or their quarantine island disc. They can listen to it multiple times and never get bored.
And this is a videography, like a special effects. We are 6 feet apart.
Yeah. You know, I have a mask on right now.
In case this picture gets put in the book.
Yeah. In case.
What's the best part about the music scene? And what's the worst part about the music scene?
Oh, you know, I'm answering this again.
I have a very politically correct answer.
I mean, if you want, I could ask you best venue, worst venue, but then you're burning bridges.
No, we can talk about, here's the best and the worst thing about the music scene in my mind.
Local, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Pittsburgh scene, like there's not a band that we've played with that's been bad. So you know, which is good and bad, because it's good because you really want to keep up, because every band we've played with has been, and it's different than I remember from being a kid and going out to see shows. Like I remember not liking a lot of bands, you know, that I was able to see when I was younger. And now every band I see is great. There's so many good musicians, so much good songwriting, good performance, you know, and it really keeps you on your toes. So that's a really positive thing. It's bad, you know, that, you know, you always have you always want to do better, but that's also good. So I don't know. I don't have anything negative about.
So win, lose, win.
Yeah, it's all good. I mean, it's all very good.
And it kind of crosses over into your other question about the venues. If we have more venues to play at, I think we would have room for all these bands to grow and have our own space. It's like my description, and I think I may have said this on the last podcast, is, you know, we're all coming across the Fort Duquesne Bridge outbound into the Fort Pitt tunnels, bottlenecking. You know, we're all friends, you know, but when we're in our cars, we're elbowing each other. You know what I mean? And it happens, whether, you know, we're still cool with each other, but because our city's small and we don't have a lot of venues, I'm not going to say that one that closed. It's the biggest one for us indie rockers, but
yeah. It's it would be great to have more places like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
So that's like the worst.
That was the perfect way to say it, cut you off. She was talking about Fort Pitt Bridge. You have 200 feet, change lane.
We're not in
carriages anymore. We're not in horse and buggies anymore.
I hate that bridge.
I don't blame.
So glad that I live 45 minutes from there. The only place I hate worse in that area is the Robinson Town Center.
Oh, yeah.
I will not drive there. My wife's like, we're going to the town center. I'm like, you're driving.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
I look at that town center like I look at IKEA. Like everything, I can't pronounce anything. It affects my driving. It's just like everything's got umlauts.
Like the arrows are telling you where to go, but you're still lost and still confused. And everybody's like, carts are everywhere. And
it looks like a ransom letter. Like it's just all these different, like you drive around there and you don't know if you're going over a curb or over a pedestrian or a, you know, a Swedish meatball. I don't, you don't know what's happening. It's like, or a Spensman. It's like you're just driving through there and you're, you know, I've almost driven through the Steak and Shake. I don't know. Yeah, it's bad. That's bad out there. I don't blame you. That's worse than
Midnight Road
Bridge.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah, let's talk about all these negative roads.
That might have to be its own podcast.
The Shadow is just gonna square up right in the middle of McKnight Road and have a show.
Yeah. We only play in places.
Where are you trying to go?
We can commute to with that frustration. That's our
IKEA meatballs.
That's our rider. Yeah. Can we get there in 15 minutes or less?
How many bridges do you have to cross to get to McKnight Road? Because your fans might not follow you.
I got to cross at least three.
I'm going to give a shout out to our fans because we have been, and that's the bad thing about the quarantine and the lockdown is we had a momentum. We were really building and we have a good solid fan base. And there's quite a few of you and you should know who I'm talking to that. There's a lot of people that are really digging us and following us though. Yeah. They would cross bridges.
Yeah. It's been awesome. Christina's been in the scene for a lot longer than I have, and she knows
good
so
much.
and is so you know, just kind of built into the scene. But
I like that.
It's been interesting. It's been really great for me. I've got to meet so many nice people and like so many cool people that come out to support us and support local music and like and I don't even like using the word local. Because it's like, the music that we're doing, the music that other bands are doing, is not local. It's universal, and it's not. It reaches far beyond what we do.
That's a great way to say that.
So I start using
the word unsigned anytime we talk about bands.
Unsigned is good. You know, like it's just it's so much better than the word local denotes. And like, you know, but there's so much positivity happening. There's so many good people that come out to see us and see other bands. It's incredible. We see a lot of familiar faces and it's really cool, and a lot of new faces too.
Music is here to unite us.
Yeah,
should be.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. See, now you sound like Jonna.
It's true. It's very true.
Man, I should have used that time to think of another question, but it was
we engaged you, Bill. We had you thinking about that.
Can I call on a friend? That's
pipeline.
Do you want to know about my ceiling in the game?
This question doesn't count.
Because that can be judgy. I'd be judgy by the ceiling. It looks like Tron. It looks like the movie Tron. It's like we're calling from the future.
I mean, they kind of have the outfits I wear.
We are.
There it is.
There's the green screen. There's an umbrella back there.
Let's keep it real.
There is. It's not. It is a lighting. It's a light.
Hey.
But it's not on because this camera doesn't like it.
Whereas
the better camera that I'm not using. It needs it.
That color reminds me of somebody very near and dear to us, too.
Yes, yeah.
So, go ahead.
He wants to give a shout-out to Bob Fryer, Dirty Art, D-U-R-T-Y, Dirty Art. He has done a couple pieces for us. He's an amazing artist, Bob Fryer. Great dude. Yes, fantastic, genuine person.
Yeah.
If you see the picture of the umbrella on stickers or our t-shirts, nice shout out.
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah. Bill, and just like the science project with the magnets and everything, like that's, if you watch one of Bob's videos online about how he paints, and like it's, you'll be mesmerized. Yeah. It's like, it's incredible.
Yep.
The skill and the artistry, like it's so unique and different. It's really cool. Really cool.
I'm gonna have to tag him in the show notes.
Excellent. Yeah, check it out.
Excellent.
Yeah.
The other thing I need to start doing is mentioning who's actually in the picture behind me. That is the band X Factor One from Cleveland.
Okay. All right.
Cleveland.
It's a great shot, by the way. You took that, right?
Cleveland? It might be Columbus. I think it's Columbus. Yes, I did take that shot.
Yeah.
So how's that have to do with the PA Rock Show, man?
Because they come and play the Rock for Life show all the time.
I feel like this is a Brown Steelers conversation being said, but like not being said.
So if you could take your favorite album and forget hearing it, so that you hear it over again for the very first time and you have that euphoria of that this is so awesome feeling. What album would you want to forget so you can do that again?
Oh man, I have one immediate one that popped into my mind, and then I could probably there's a million of them. So Sugar Copper Blue, released in 92 after Husker Du broke up, and then Bob Mould had a couple solo records, and then he formed Sugar with three guys or two other guys, three piece. Copper Blue was amazing because it was kind of a combination of Husker and his solo stuff. So it was melodic, but still had a nice kind of razor edge to it. It's really good and tuneful. But there's a million other records like that. There's Yankee Hotel Foxtrot by Wilco. There's Black Love by the Afghan Whigs. There's just a million of them. Yeah, there's a million. There's there's a million of them, and it depends on the era of life that you're in.
Yeah,
you know,
right? Because everything affects you differently depending on what's going on at the time
or the hour of the day too. With the mood.
There's the Beatles' Revolver. I mean, there's so many that you could do that with.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 518. Very shortly, you're going to hear John Lane take us out, and you'll hear some more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.